Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Linn PLC, a global leader in industrial gases and engineering with operations in over 100 countries. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's dive in.
Linn has established itself as a powerhouse in the industrial gases sector, serving industries ranging from healthcare to manufacturing. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like risk aversion and status quo bias influence their decision-making, especially in areas like investment in new technologies and global expansion?
Risk aversion is a significant factor in Linn's approach to business, particularly given the capital-intensive nature of the industrial gases industry. Linn often takes a cautious approach to investment, prioritizing projects with stable, long-term returns over more speculative ventures. This risk-averse strategy helps Linn maintain financial stability, especially in an industry where large-scale projects can have long payback periods. The status quo bias also plays a role, as Linn tends to focus on maintaining its existing operations and customer relationships, which have been successful for decades. This bias towards maintaining the status quo can ensure consistency and reliability, which are crucial in industries like healthcare and manufacturing, where Linn's gases are critical inputs. However, it may also slow down the company's ability to pivot to new technologies or respond to disruptive innovations, such as the growing demand for sustainable energy solutions like hydrogen.
And this focus on stability and maintaining the status quo has helped Linn build a reputation for reliability, appealing to both customers and investors who prioritize security and consistent performance.
Exactly. Linn's commitment to risk management and its conservative approach to business appeal to investors looking for a stable and predictable investment in the industrial sector. However, this approach also means that Linn must balance the need for innovation and adaptation, particularly as the global economy shifts towards more sustainable energy sources.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Linn. As a global company with a diverse range of operations, DEI is particularly important for Linn. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Linn's approach to DEI is essential, especially given its global operations and diverse workforce. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance the company's ability to innovate and solve complex problems by incorporating a variety of perspectives. A commitment to DEI allows Linn to tap into a broader talent pool, fostering creativity and better decision-making across its operations. For investors, Linn's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with global societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Linn build stronger relationships with customers, partners, and regulators, which is crucial for long-term success in the highly regulated industrial gases and engineering industries.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like manufacturing and engineering, where the ability to address diverse customer needs and regulatory requirements is critical to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Linn not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Linn operates in over 100 countries, providing industrial gases and engineering solutions to a wide range of industries. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Linn's global strategy involves tailoring its products and services to meet the specific needs of different markets while maintaining its core focus on safety, reliability, and efficiency. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse regions. Linn's ability to navigate complex regulatory environments and adjust its operations to local market conditions allows it to maintain a strong global presence. This approach helps Linn mitigate risks associated with geopolitical instability, regulatory changes, and economic fluctuations, ensuring that its products remain relevant and in demand across different markets. By understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly, Linn can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for Linn, especially as they face competition from both local industrial gases companies and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and customer satisfaction in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Linn's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the industrial gases industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global energy demands, technological advancements, and regulatory environments.
Now, let's compare Linn to other companies in the industrial gases and engineering sector like Air Liquide, Air Products and Chemicals, and Praxair. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Linn's dynamics are often compared to other industry leaders like Air Liquide, Air Products and Chemicals, and Praxair, particularly in their approach to global expansion, innovation, and sustainability. Linn's emphasis on stability and risk management has positioned it as a reliable partner in the industrial gases sector, appealing to investors looking for long-term security. Air Liquide, with its strong focus on innovation and sustainability, particularly in hydrogen energy, appeals to investors interested in companies that are leading the transition to greener technologies. Air Products and Chemicals, known for its focus on efficiency and operational excellence, appeals to those looking for a more specialized approach to industrial gases. Praxair, which is now part of Linn following their merger, was known for its focus on North American markets and strong customer relationships. Linn's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for reliability, global reach, and a strong focus on maintaining operational excellence, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the industrial sector.
And unlike Air Liquide, which has been more aggressive in pursuing sustainable energy solutions, Linn's strength lies in its balanced approach to maintaining its core operations while gradually exploring new opportunities, appealing to a different type of investor.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Linn, the focus on stability, global reach, and operational excellence provides a unique value proposition in the industrial gases and engineering industries.
To sum up, Linn's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their risk management strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Linn's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.
We'll be right back.